The son of Allah said, give him a mishnah, give him a mishpach ba'avik. If he ever beats the dam from a mace that was spilt under the open air, not inside a house. M'haya mekomo ketapri. The hell am exosa. Talk. If the dam is spilt in a place, that's an incline. And a person after the dam spilled on that incline, put himself over part of the dam, the person is taught. We said previously that just like parts of a mace is metame ba'oil, so too, if it's not in oil, but somebody puts himself over the chalak of a mace, he would become tummid. But in this case, it's tar. And since he only put himself over part of the revius of the dam, and you didn't put yourself over the entire revius, you're tar. And since the dam is on an incline, something that's on an incline is not considered a chibur, it's not considered attached. So therefore, you have to be ma, you have to put yourself over the entire revius dam in order to become tummid. Haya eshbarin, oshakarash tummid. If the dam spilled under the open air, but didn't spill on an incline, it spilled on a part of the ground that was hollowed out, so the dam was all together. Or the dam was spilled on an incline, but the dam congealed. In such a case, if you put yourself over part of the dam, you would become tummid. And since the dam was spilled in an eshbores, in a place where the dam is all together, in such a case, the dam is considered mechober, it's considered attached. So when you put yourself over part of the dam, it's as if you put yourself over the entire revius of the dam, so therefore you become tummid. And so too, if the dam spilled on an incline, but it congealed, since it's congealed, it's considered a chibur, it's considered attached. So by putting yourself over part of the revius of the dam, it's considered as if you put yourself over the entire revius, and you become tummy from the revius of the dam. Nishbach ala skupa, v'hi ketapri, bendi b'fnet, bendi b'chut. If you have revius of the dam from a mate that's spilled right by the entrance of the house, onto the threshold of the house, and the threshold was on an incline, whether the incline ran towards the inside of the house, or whether the incline ran towards the outside of the house. The bias ma'al alav tar. And some of the dam was inside the house, so the bias was ma'al, with the roof, over part of the dam. Everything in that bias is tar. Anything that's under the same roof as a part of the dam that's inside the house is tar. The reason being is that since the dam was on an incline, so it's not considered mechubar, it's not considered a tent. So since not all the revius of the dam was inside the house, only part of it, so that's not enough dam to be metami ba'al. The entire revius would have to be inside the house to be metami ba'al. Hayesh Byron, Oshakarash Tamit. But if when the revius of dam stood on the entrance of the house, the threshold of the house was an eshporin. It was a place where the dam could gather. The floor was hollowed out by the threshold of the house. If the dam gathered in that hollowed out part of the floor, and a chelik of the dam, part of the dam was inside the house and part of the dam was outside of the house. Or the dam spilled onto the threshold of the house, and the threshold of the house went on an incline. But the dam congealed on that incline. And part of the dam was inside the house, and part of it was outside. In such a case, everything in the house is tamei. And since the dam congealed, or in the first case, since the dam was in a place where it was all gathered together in an eshbarin, in a place where the earth was hollowed out, so it's considered mechobar, the dam is considered attached. So even though only part of the dam is under the roof of the house, it's considered as if all the dam is under the roof of the house. Therefore, since we have a revius of dam, it's metami ba'al. Everything in the house is tamei. Kosher b'meis tamei, chutz min hashinayim ba'aseir v'hatzipar. V'shat kiburo hakol tamei. Every part of the meis is tamei and would be metami others, with the exception of the teeth, the hair, and the nails of the meis. That if they were detached from the meis, they would not be metami. The reason is that since the Torah specifically points out the etzem, the bone of a mace, as being something that's metame, Chazal learn out that only parts of the mace that's similar to the etzem is metame when it's detached from the mace. And the etzem is something that was part of the person when he was born. And it's also something that doesn't reproduce itself. So that excludes the shinayim, the teeth, that is not part of the person when he's born. It also excludes the hair and the nails of a person that reproduces itself, so it's not similar to the etzem. But the Mishnah tells us that when the shinayim, seir, and tziporin are attached to the mace, then it's also metame, just like the rest of the mace. That which we said, the shinayim, the seir, and the tziporin is not metame, that's only when it's detached from the mace. The second part looks like a Gimel Mishnah Dar Ketzat. We had in the previous mission that all parts of the mace is metame. Called mine, they are still attached to the mace. The Mishnah asks Ketzat, what's the case? Hamace mi b'chutz, usa'aro b'fnim, habayis tamim. If there's a mace that's outside a house, but the hair of the mace is sticking into the house, the bias is tummy. Everything in the house is tummy. And since the star is still attached to the mace, and the sar is inside the house, the sar is considered a yad to the mace. We look at it as if the entire mace is inside the house, and since the sar is attached to the mace and the sar is inside the house, it's as if the entire mace is inside the house, and everything in the house will become tummy. Esther Shiesha Lub, Kazayas Basar. A bone from a mace that attached to it is a Kazayas Basar of flesh. Technis Mitsasa Mibifnit, Babayas Mao Lub, Tummy. The part of the bone was sticking into the house, even though the part of the bone that had the flesh in it was outside the house. And a bone is not Mitami Ba'al unless you have a Rova Kav of a Summer, like we had previously. And the bias is ma'ala, the bias is a roof over part of the bone. Everything inside the house is tummy. And since the bone is attached to the bias of basa, the bone is considered a yad to the basa. We look at it as if the house was a roof over the entire kizayas of basa. And since the basa was attached to the bone, and part of the bone was inside the house, even though the basa was actually outside the house, it's as if it's inside, and everything inside the house is tummy. Shnei atzama. If you have two bones from a mace, and attached to each bone is a half a kazayas of basa, and you stuck part of both bones inside the house, even though the parts of the bones that were inside the house were the parts of the bones that did not have basa on them, and the bias is an oil over these bones, everything inside the house is tummy, as we said, that the atom is considered a yad to the basa. When the bias is mahel on the atzamos, it's as if it's mahel on the two half kizasim of basa. And these two half kizasim will combine, and it's as if we have an entire kizayas of basa from a mace inside the house. And a kizayas of basa from a mace is enough to be metami everything inside the house. How you tchuvim bidei adam tahor? Shein chibur adam chibur. If you have a bone with a kizayas of basa from a mace attached to the bone, but that basa was not originally attached to this bone. Instead, a person took a basa from a mace and stuck it onto a bone from the mace. In this case, this bone is not considered a yad to the basa. And if the part of the bone that does not have the basa on it is sticking into the house, everything in the house will be tar. As the Mishnah explains, chibure adam, something that's attached by a person, is not considered a chibur, is not considered an attachment. So since it's not considered an attachment, since only the part of the bone that does not have the basa on it is inside the house, and a bone is not metame but oil, since we don't have a rova kav of bones, so therefore we don't look at it as if the kizayas of basa from the mace is inside the house, and everything inside the house is